Hello.
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead, do the introduction.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, on this October the 14th, Saturday, 9:30. We have a bunch of various different topics. And hopefully it will bring you some very interesting discussions that you will want to listen to and think about.
Okay.
For today.
Well, there is a question. It says here, the first one, in Texas, thousands are debating whether parents should be responsible for buying school supplies for their kids' whole class. After a student, seventh grader, was penalized because his mother didn't want to do all that. And that was a question.
What was a question?
The question was this. Should a parent buy school supplies for the whole class that her son or daughter is in? Now, this student was in the seventh grade. The teacher wanted the parent to buy school supplies for the whole class. And when she refused to do that, the teacher penalized the student.
The teacher should have bought it. Stuff if she wanted them to have it.
Okay. Well, I feel like this.
Because if the teacher wants everybody to have it, she buy it for everybody. You don't have to buy everybody else school supplies. The only person school supplies, you got to buy it. If you don't want to, you ain't got to buy them. It's your kid. So, no, you should not have to buy, because I wouldn't buy it unless you wanted to buy the whole class school supplies. I ain't never meet nobody who bought the whole class school supplies before, so. Did you ever have that problem in your life?
No. But my question is this. Why was the teacher allowed to penalize this student because of the fact his mother did not want to buy supplies for the whole class in Texas?
That's a lawsuit, so I wouldn't even worry about it. She don't know how to handle it. She gonna handle it just fine. If you can't do it, it don't even sound right. Like anybody who hear it know that's a lawsuit. So you can't penalize the kid because the parent don't want to buy something. That ain't gonna work. And then the parent don't have to buy everybody in the class stuff. It's not their responsibility. So that go a lawsuit right there. That's an easy one right there.
Well, I feel like this. In Texas, when the teacher gives each child or student what they need for their class, I agree. The parent should buy it. And when a parent don't want to do it, one parent should not be penalized for not wanting to buy something for the whole class because you bought your child something. And I agree, but it was saying it was a debate because in Texas, they think they have a right to make new amendments to old stuff. Like they penalizing this woman's son for being in seventh grade because she didn't feel like she should buy the stuff for the whole class. Now, what about the other parents? They didn't make she didn't make the other parents feel like that, nor did she penalize the child, their children. So it shows you right there, she's racially profiling the student.
I mean, it's unfortunate though, but I mean,
yes, it was.
They lucky that I can't, because I don't have no kids no longer that's in seventh grade. So, but if I did have kids in seventh grade, they would have a very big problem. But I mean, that's why that never happened to me.
Well, first of all, we don't live in Texas.
No, Texas got a bunch of different rules and regulations. Anyway.
That's where this was in Texas.
Yeah, they do what they want to do almost in Texas.
So. I say they changed the rules.
Yeah, but yeah, so you probably, I mean, you might not be able to sue them in Texas because they do what they want to do. But anywhere else other than Texas, you can sue them.
Okay. The next one is this in Texas. A Senate passes a bill prohibiting employers from implementing, okay, the COVID-19 vaccine mandate. Okay.
Okay, say that again.
In Texas, the Texas Senate passes a bill prohibiting employers from implementing COVID-19 vaccine mandates.
Oh, okay. They don't want that no more, huh?
No.
And we don't like COVID-20 by now?
No.
Oh, what's up, mamas? How y'all doing?
Oh, I'm fine. Oh, I have a question for you. It was a debate, and I'm going to read it to you, and you tell me your opinion, because you got younger children. In Texas, thousands are debating whether parents should be responsible for buying supplies for their kids and the whole class after a student in the seventh grade was penalized. What's your opinion?
What was he penalized for?
His mother not wanting to buy school supplies for the whole class.
I mean, it was like everybody had to pay a percentage or she had to buy everything?
She had to buy whatever she had to buy for the whole class.
The teacher picked her, like, the lady didn't owe the school nothing, so the lady didn't even have to do it. So I don't even know. Like I said, that never happened to me before. Nobody, no teacher came to me and told me, you got to buy all the kids in the class school supplies. Okay.
I mean, well, the way it's worded, it sounds like she targeted. But
yes.
If it was a situation where the teacher, well, they let it be. Well, me personally, I'm not buying everything for everybody unless I just feel like being nice. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not doing it because you're telling me to do it. I do it because I want to do it.
Exactly.
But if you tell me I got to do it, most likely I'm going to have a problem with it.
Well, after the parent refuses to buy supplies for the whole class, she penalized her son.
What was the total of the supplies, though?
They didn't say. But they wanted her to buy for everybody in the class. My question is this. They didn't say how many people was in the class.
Well, I know what the lady would most likely say. I mean, not the lady, but the regular person would be like, well, I'm only worried about my kid. That's like a natural reaction. Now, that's the thing. What kind of kid does she got?
There you go.
Is he the kid that be fucking up all the time? Or is he the straight A kid? That sound weird anyway, though, to be honest.
Well, that's why they debating it in Texas. Should a parent buy something for the whole class? I say no.
Let me take it on another note. Was the kid black?
They didn't say.
I'm not saying it had something to do with it, but
it did have something to do with it because she. The teacher didn't get nobody else but this one parent picked out. And when she refused to buy something, she penalized her son. She didn't penalize or make other parents do it. So you can see right there, she was racially profiled. They just in Texas are not going to say that.
I mean, well, that's a weird one. That's a lot of weird stuff going on, but that's actually super weird. Just imagine this, though, Mom. You know, you just get a letter out, you know, school start. You get a letter saying, oh, well, we need you to pay $1,100 for supplies for the kids. What's your reaction going to be?
No, I don't have it.
Well, your kid can't come to school no more.
Well, we transferred to another place.
Man, that sounds like a lawsuit. I mean, that sounds like my thing is, I guess, me call my lawyer.
Yeah. And you know what else? You know what else? The odd part about it is this. Who gave the teacher the authorization to say or do such a thing in Texas?
Well, you're talking about Texas, though. Texas is kind of weird. I mean,
that's like, where it was at in Texas.
I mean, I've been to Texas one time, and I don't really know Texas. I know what I hear about Texas. That's just like one of them weird. That sounds personal right there, though.
It did, didn't it?
It's kind of like this, Mom. What if, let's say, y'all, the kids, I think we was in Paris, we went on a field trip somewhere, and something happened. I think it was like the Franklin Institute, the Please Touch Museum. And something got broke. We went on a class trip. I didn't go, though. But something got broken on a class trip, and they sent a letter home to everybody saying that all the parents was going to put money in. And then something like maybe everybody had to put $100 up. My mom said, I'm not paying $100. My son didn't even come to school that day. I think I had the flu or something.
Yeah. So
this was 87, 88, I think, called.
I'm not going to pay for it either. My kid wasn't in school.
But you know, they try to hit you with the big words like, well, it was a part, you know, it's a thing. You know how they try to talk you in or something?
Yeah.
I know, but see, if my kid ain't there, they can't talk me in.
That's truly the only time I think I've seen my mom kind of act a little ghetto. My mom was more of a compromiser. She wasn't one of them get all hot and bother type persons.
Mm-hmm.
But that's one of the first time my mom was like, she ain't trying none of that shit. That's what she said, I ain't, I'm not paying for shit. Like, I heard her say that actually.
Mm-hmm.
I think they had a Claude. Remember they said a blue and gold day.
Yeah.
And my mom just told me, well, he ain't even participating in blue and gold day neither.
What was that?
Blue and gold was like, it was like a day we ain't really had no classes. It was like an outside activity, which I think right now the schools kind of would need. But
oh, okay.
It was like an activity day. It was like, we say all types of different little activities. It was like the closest thing you get to a suburban school, I guess.
Well, he didn't go.
They might have had it after Claude and them, though. Because I think
they had it after me.
They started that when...
I think my sister went through that. I ain't go through that. There wasn't no blue or yellow day. We was outside in the dang yard anyway.
So. Oh, but this is the reason I brought it up, though. Going yard, we had it like 2-3 years in a row. It was actually a fun situation. Like, remember, and then I think the very next year, they tried to get all the parents to pay for something, like put up $40. No, I think it was small. I think it was as small as $20.
But they said no.
Well, the kids that had blue and gold on, was parents put up $20. The kids that didn't was sitting in a building and up, looking out the window. So I forgot.
Okay.
I forgot who said it, but somebody came up there and made a fuss. But they said it's broken, broken. No, that's the first time I ever heard the phrase have or have not.
Okay.
But it got real stupid because I think Blue and Gold Day was something with the, I forgot. What was that Hobie store that was on 22nd of Cambridge called?
Graffiti's.
Graffiti's came through with all the Hobies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So somebody from Hamburger Street. I don't know if you know Egg Nag and Tim Dog was, but their mom was like one of the notorious crack addicts in the neighborhood. So she came and ran it, but she had like 4 kids in there. It was him, his brother, and 2 sisters. Mm. And, you know, of course, she ain't put no money up.
Mm-hmm.
But she ended up stealing like a whole load of hoagies.
Damn.
Like when they was unloading them, she took the whole joint and just walked off with them. That was one of the first ghetto things I ever seen in my life. It was funny, though.
Damn.
Okay.
She was up there fast. But me personally, Mama, If somebody sent me a letter saying I had to buy my kids supplies, me being me, because I ain't like a, I don't really like to argue about stuff that ain't got no purpose. Like ain't no winning arguing. I wouldn't have just did it. I would have probably did the math, seen how many kids was in the class, and I'd have just bought a percentage of it.
No, they wanted you to buy in Texas the whole whole, everybody.
I think that's a lack, with a lack of information with that, I can't really comment on it for real. I can't put no stamp, approve or disapprove it. I think that, but it sounded like a kid was like the problem. He was trying to find an excuse he had to get a kid.
I got a couple of attorneys that I could call in different situations.
But you're going to spend more money on attorneys than just buying a supply, bro, huh?
They ain't going to spend a dime.
Okay.
They ghetto me. I told the teacher to go make a GoFundMe page or a fans only page.
Yeah, right. But see, they can't make you buy all the kids in the classroom nothing. That's not your responsibility.
When my son went to KIPP, they used to send a list home of stuff you need to buy.
Yeah, you need to buy, not you need to buy for. I'm not buying.
But it was kind of the only problem I had with it was it was trying to tell you where to buy it from.
Oh, yeah.
Look at it like this, Claude. With us having dollar stores around the corner, I'll go around a dollar store and spend $50 and get everything. I can get two everything. From what David's
trying to do. Unless you take your ass to Staples. That's what they
tell
you.
There's certain places David's trying to get us to go to. David's trying to make
Staples.
No. It wasn't even just Staples. It was like a starter up business. I think it was like one of the owner's daughters. It was the only difference, Claude. They was trying to charge like $5 for two pencils just because it had the name KIPP written on it.
Mm.
But I can go to dollar store and get a whole year supply of pencils for the same thing. You dig what I was saying?
Yeah, I mean,
it was the same thing with the uniform.
Two pencils for $5, they crazy.
It was the same things with the uniforms too, though. Like the shirts. No, but if you didn't have their particular uniform on that you bought, you ain't have a receipt from where you bought it from. Mm-hmm. Like they send people kids home for stuff like that.
Damn. Okay. Well, when I was in school, wasn't no uniform.
Yeah, we used to dress the way we wanted to ourselves, unless you went to Catholic school.
Yeah, I did go there too, and then you had to have a uniform.
But part of the business was, and then the bad thing was, it was punishment for the people who actually had parents that had a little something. Because, Claude, you come in there with a feline sweatsuit on, and then the other kid coming in with the same pants on all week. You know, y'all was painting on Monday, and he got a little yellow paint on his pants, and the mom ain't got time to scrub it out. He keep coming to school with that, and then, you know, they try to say, "Oh, you getting bullied and all this other stuff."
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what to say about that.
I remember I said when they did that uniform thing, I said, "Listen, I don't want my kid to be like every other kid, because every other kid not going to be the same. You know, every other kid not my kid."
But uniforms are good to stop that. Bullying and like no, I got not. This Gucci crap no, on and I'm better than
no,
you.
It's not.
Yes, it is.
No, I mean, a way. I mean, are you not wrong?
We all got. Look, we all gonna wear blue pants and a yellow shirt. Look,
I'm not apologizing. My mom having a job in the 80s.
No, I'm not saying that. But I mean,
if my mom wanna go buy me a polo shirt and she liked me in polo shirt.
If it's yellow,
that's our family creed. And I got all of a sudden start wearing Gap because the other kids can't afford polo. That's making me come down some. That's like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't think about that part.
No, yeah, I apologize. You're not wrong. I'm just giving you a different perspective, brother.
Well.
So that's like saying your son, you know.
Well, no, hey, you still need a uniform, man, because if they want to go wear some high-powered sneaks, they can, but they got to wear a uniform.
Well, assimilating and conforming is not always a good thing. Like, in the long run, because the reason we work hard and whatever your lifestyle,
yeah, but everybody don't have it, and sometimes people.
But you're not worried about everybody in the long.
I know that, but I'm about to say something. Sometimes people who don't have it can make people. I mean, people who have it can make people who don't have it feel bad. Like you got real, like these people, they're real sensitive, man. Like if you say two words, let me finish. If you say two words to them, they ready to kill themselves nowadays, man. I'm just telling you,
Claude. You ever had a situation? You ever had a phrase? All right, I say this: me and my partner, me and a female I'm dealing with. She say when I say things to her, I hurt her self-esteem. Is that my fault? Like, no, it's like, this. Me and you working together.
Right, but
real quick, though. Me and you working together, right? Mm-hmm. Now, we know what we're supposed to do as a job. Now, if I'm underperforming, and then you tell me I'm underperforming because you're getting tired of having to do extra because of my underperformance, and then I say, oh, you hurt my self-esteem, you talking down to me. Who wrong?
Well,
you know, I mean, you got the idea of what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got an idea, but you know what they would say? Number one, they would say this: that's a woman, and you are overpowering her by saying that, because she, number one, would easily, how should I say it, cry or get emotional, and she just go unravel, where men don't. Do you understand what I'm saying now?
Yeah, I know what you're saying, Mom, and I wasn't even talking about the male and female aspect of it. I was just talking about.
But
at work, man, you have a job. It's my job to do my part of the work, and your job to do your part of the work. It don't matter if you're Tom, Bob, Dick, or Harry. But if you're not pulling your weight, and I say something about it, why should I get penalized for bringing up facts and you just somebody else say, "Oh, I'm getting bullied"? It's just too many ways to like scapegoat.
Everybody say they get bullied over anything now, man.
Everybody who don't get bullied? Anybody talk down to you? Don't your boss bully you?
Well, listen, I'm just saying, like, it's a lot. You can't. Times have changed, man. Like, if you like the littlest man, listen.
Yeah, you got to watch what you say now.
Yeah, yes. I'm telling you some words that we used to say.
Remember the phrase mamas used to tell us? If you can't say nothing good, don't say nothing at all, right?
Yeah, but I'm just saying all the little names we might have called people and different things and all that, you can't say none of that stuff now, man.
Mm.
Like, and if you
can say it, you can't say it out your mouth.
Well, let me say it like this. If you are a business person and you say what you want to say, your business life will be very different when you finish saying what you want to say.
But it's also...
I mean, listen, if you get up there and be calling about some people with some F, you know, F, it's, you know, the fat with the F, you know.
I know what you're saying.
Yeah. You say that wherever you want it, man, because you might lose your job, man.
Well, technically, as a business person in that situation, their sexuality shouldn't, depending on what the job is, their sexuality shouldn't define. Are you doing moving jobs? Is it like this? Put like this. This world is so caught up with pro quo and critique and shit that is diluting the purity of everything, I believe. I've been thinking about a lot of this stuff lately, though. Actually, that's why I've been so much to myself lately. The world is very much changing, and it's not changing for like the better. It's just splitting off in all types of different directions and everybody taking little wins.
Listen, man. When people used to get robbed, right? Well, you know, I got robbed. It was like one person. Now I'm watching every day almost on the news, people jumping out the car, four people with guns trying to rob people for a Kia car. Like, what? A Kia? Come on, man. Like, cause you ain't gonna take no Benz and none of that stuff, cause you know they're gonna track them. You know, or you ain't gonna take a new Escalade, cause they definitely gonna find that new Cadillac.
Oh, you must ain't see that. You ain't must ain't see what happened with the airport lately, huh? Minus before the cops. Did you see when the guys pulled up? They went to the rental spot and he got the guy on camera. He pulled up in a red Charger thing or whatever one of them cars is. First thing he got is he jump out with a mask and he got a gun. He make the dude open the gate up, and then it's like 10 cars come pulling up right behind him.
Yeah, but see, you still in rental cars. They got, oh my God, man.
Well, who making money off it? See, now, being a nigga that used to be in the streets, or put like this, being a man that had prior knowledge of the streets, because I can say prior now because I really don't have no idea what's going on in the streets. I knew the structure when I was somewhat in it, but you don't really, like you said, four guys jumping out to rob me and you at the gas station, Claude. We going to watch the game. You know, I might got $100 in cash on me. You might got $100 in cash on me. Watch, iPhone, stuff like that. How much are you going to get for that?
I don't know, man. But then, see, this is the bad part right here. This is the ending of the twist. Now you mad, you going to shoot one of us. And now, you know, even if you live, man, you won't be the same after getting shot, man.
Actually, I'm gonna tell y'all worse than that though. That's claw for real, and that's how deep it get. That trickles down to a whole nother branch of dumb shit. They rob me and you. They get $100. They get $200 in cash. They give my watch, your watch, whatever little bit of jewelry we got, iPhone, stuff like that. And these four guys, guess what's gonna happen? One of them got to be a sucker. All of them suckers for some even doing it. Don't get it wrong. But one of them got to be the sucker for the sucker. So they're going to try to burn him, get him $10.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to get mad and he's going to do two things. He's going to turn a gun on his friend or snitch on him.
Mm-hmm.
So now they're killing each other.
Mm-hmm.
One of them shoot another one or some other stuff. They fight.
Oh, they don't have no problem. The younger, this generation don't have no problem shooting. They're shooting their boys. The rapper boys did that. So.
Claude, did you see you see the young boy that shot the kid at the football game? He went in his mom's car and took a gun out of her bag and then shot his two friends over a bag of chips?
No, I ain't see that. That's a little bit extreme, I think.
Well, I have one for you. It says the Cardinal coaches, okay, were held at gunpoint in an armed robbery at the academy in Dominican Republic.
The Cardinal coaches?
The Cardinal coaches, every one of them, were held up.
I don't know. I thought they might have been having a game in Mexico. That's the only thing.
The Dominican Republic, they had a game. And the Cardinal coaches were held at gunpoint, okay, in the armed robbery at the academy. They were at academy in Dominican Republic. They robbed them. They took their jewelry. They took their money. They took their phones. They took their watches and everything.
Yeah, you know, I think recently I know better now, but recently I had made a mistake because I was under the impression like everybody, you know, because I thought everybody was doing all right. All them people who got their PPE money and all that, I thought everybody was doing all right. But now, every time I turn around, they try and ride everything moving. I'm thinking people doing bad, worse than I thought they was doing.
No, I mean, you realizing people doing worse.
Yeah.
Well, I got another one for you. In Florida, thieves in Florida use a tractor trailer to steal more than $1.6 million in alcohol.
Damn.
I don't understand that.
These people going crazy, man.
I mean,
well, what about the people that robbed the Brink car in South Philly the other day?
I can understand that.
When you got one bag of money.
Well, one bag was more than they had.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Well, I mean,
once you do that, though, you got the FBI and the ATF, FGU. That's a whole different beast, man. But
if you're paying attention to stuff, well, these people, they don't matter all them cameras they got up, they really not catching nobody for nothing, bro.
Oh, okay.
I mean, don't get it wrong. You right what you said, but listen, they not really catching nobody.
If they
nobody.
Really want to catch you and they put your ass on the news and put a warrant or reward up there, they will get you.
All right, well, what happened to the cop?
Which one? The one that died or the one that got shot? Because it was two of them.
To be honest, both of them. Because I know it's at
so
least.
So what happened? So they shot a cop at the airport?
I know it's at least 200 cameras down there.
They shot a cop. I'm trying to understand what happened. They shot a cop at the airport?
The two cops. They put two lazy old cops on airport duty just to be there. They getting out the car. They regular shift. Just so happened these guys was in a. They say it was a Durango. They was breaking in cars or something like that. They ran up thinking that they, you know, like just being a cop make you like a superhero. They got their ass lit up. From what I heard, one cop jumped out acting tough. They shot his ass like 5-6 times.
Uh-huh.
And then the other cop got shot in his arm and then ran behind a car or some shit like that. Don't quote me on it, but this is what I heard. Other cops were hit by in a car. They got in the car. But then one of the guys got shot. They got him in the car. But then they took him to Children's Hospital and dropped him off in front of Children's Hospital.
And he died.
Yeah, he died. But then they somehow got the car all the way over to Jersey and then burnt the car. But they got no idea what these other three guys is.
Mm-hmm.
The one guy they did identify, from what I'm hearing, they tearing up everybody that he knew.
Exactly, and that's what they're going to do. They're going to find his cell phone records, and them guys all talked to each other that day. Trust me, before that job was done.
Now, unfortunately for the police, these guys still happen to be of Latin descent.
Oh.
Which means that they ain't at their mama's house. No. They might be on their way back to Puerto Rico or some shit like that.
Yeah, you're right.
So this is why the cops stunt. And the bad thing is, if you pay attention, let that have been somebody important to certain people. They got cameras everywhere, Carl. If me and you go rob something and drive up 22nd Street, they can straight
to her. We ain't finished yet, though. They still going to try to get after them.
Oh, no. Somebody going to get thrown under the bus, though. Don't get it wrong. I'm not going to say they wrong for doing that stuff. I mean, no matter what they're doing, I'm not picking those sides. Yeah. But it's just
somebody
like...
Somebody going to get scared now. Cause did one of the cops die?
Yes.
But they don't care about cops no more, neither.
Oh, I know, but I'm just saying.
If they robbing women with kids in the car and stuff like that, see, like, we came up on the last...
But what I'm saying is once you kill a cop, the FBI have the right to step in if they want to.
Claude, cops dirty as hell. Cops been killing people too. I'm not making no excuses for nobody.
I understand, but once the FBI step in, that's a...
Do you really think the FBI going to spend $100 million on that? They sending billions of dollars over Israel right now.
Yeah, I know what they doing all that, but I'm saying the FBI don't deal with that cop killing thing, man. That's all I'm trying to tell you. The
FBI don't even care about cops. They don't even like cops.
Okay.
You might get that one rookie boy that break his neck, but they're not breaking no billion-dollar budget out to find out who these three Latino guys is. They gonna let it die down. Something else gonna happen. They gonna just keep moving on. The whole thing, when stuff bad like this happen, they try to increase their budget.
Mm.
Like the government needs stuff like
once
that.
Once they start playing with them cameras in the street, they gonna find out where that Durango went. They gonna find that Durango. Listen to me, I'm telling you.
No, I'm not. I'm just
agreeing. We got cameras on 76. They gonna look at the cameras on 76. It's going to 422. They're going to find out where that Durango got off at. I guarantee you that.
They already probably know. They probably just don't care.
Oh, no, they're going to have some. You're going to have some news on that by within a week. I guarantee you. Watch.
Yeah, it took 30 years for them to find who killed Tupac, too, right?
Well, they knew that all along, and I don't understand how that went because he told you he was in the car. I thought, for me, they said if you were in the car with somebody who killed somebody, that's accessory.
I'm just being honest like this, though, right?
But
I'm trying to look at life like life starting to not make no sense right now. It ain't no common ground, nothing right now. Like, everything's just super freaking weird.
Well, and some people say it's because that's the last days.
Yeah, every day is the last day. You know that. Nobody don't know when the clock will stop ticking. But that's not, and not to take nothing away from that, but that's not even important. At the end of the day, we here right now. It should be some type of common sense going on. There's too much weird stuff going on right now. Ain't nobody really saying, yo, time out. Like, the world need to say time out real fast and let's regroup. Because a lot of stuff not making sense. Well, even with the riots. Like, you pay attention to the riots. Even though you don't condone certain stuff. But, like, when they was doing all that little rioting and stuff, they hitting pharmacies to get drugs.
Yeah, what the hell that got to do? Like that what that got to do with the
I'm never gonna say crime. At one time, crime kind of was a balance to certain things. Now, like, you know, people will rob a bank or something like that. Yeah, but not glorifying it, but it kind of somewhat made sense.
I got a storefront and I ain't do nothing to kill nobody, I don't need you trying to rob my store on the download talking about we rioting.
But this is the bad thing. All them people who had all them kids, all of them was kids, but they got
dirty, broke ass people trying to steal. That's what
truth of the world, everybody's broke. Unless you're in that 1%.
Everybody don't try to steal because they broke.
So. Everybody still. Rich people still, Carl. Don't get that wrong.
Oh, okay.
Rich people steal from the broke people.
Okay.
But at the end of the day, it's just like, it's just things you're doing, people doing not making sense no more. Like,
well, I don't know why they riding trying to break in a pharmacy. What the hell does that have to do with what happened to that boy?
No, that's the thing. They got enough knowledge to know what pills to go take that's going to get them high instead of going to school and becoming a pharmacist.
They mean go get high?
Yeah, they don't have to get high. Like, that's the thing. Crime is for people to get high.
That's your excuse then. We're going to break in the stores because we're going to act like we mad about this boy. You know, this cop and this guy, but we really want to start breaking and stealing stuff. That's all that is. Sound like
I mean, It's just, all right, let me ask you this, Claude. You have a quick question. If they put it to you how to fix the world right now, what would you implement?
That'd be a hard one, because I don't think that at this point, unfortunately, though, I don't believe it can be fixed. Because we got global warming, whether people want to believe it or not. So the seasons is changing, and it's crazy, because sometimes it won't be cold. Next time, then we got all these. Now we had a volcano not too long ago erupt. We get these tsunamis. We getting these earthquakes. Like, we just getting too much. These forest fires. Like, it's a whole bunch of stuff.
Bro, that's been happening for millions of years.
Hey, I mean,
you know what they call natural disaster? I was just watching something the other night, right? You know what they call natural disasters?
A meteor hitting the earth.
No, I'm just saying. You know what they label natural disaster? It was called layman's. It was this guy on the internet. I'm gonna send it to you. You might like it too, bro. But it was a guy. It was kind of something I said. I wanted to call you about. It's something I would do. He's bringing up stuff, and he's saying layman terms for it. He's not trying to use big words and overtalk people, but he said, listen. Nature-wise, when you see tsunamis, volcanoes go off, he said that's Mother Nature's period. He said menstrual cycle. He said it's just the Earth having a menstrual cycle. Mother Earth having a menstrual cycle, which kind of made sense.
Well, I don't understand it. You got to explain that to me. What the hell is Mother Earth having a menstrual cycle?
Well, they call Mother Earth. Father is Mother Earth.
What's the menstrual cycle?
Well, when a disaster happens, it's like the Earth resetting something or fixing something. Just like a woman's menstrual cycle, which is resetting itself or however that goes. Both of us being men might make it different for saying it though, but like on the basis of it is when natural wise, he said, now this is the thing, say natural wise, when it happened, it's just the earth resetting itself. It's a disaster and then shit happens. It's like, you know, what happened with the dinosaurs and all that. And then if that would happen to the dinosaurs, we wouldn't be here now. That type of shit, you know what I'm saying? Which make you say, that kind of makes sense, but I'm not going to think too hard about it. I'm just going to nod my head because you nod your head type situation. What he was trying to say, because he's talking about global warming and all that, he said now these people then learn how to make weather changes, like on purpose, because if you notice, anytime it's a disaster, it's billions of dollars that be made after the disaster with reconstruction, salvaging, and then depending on the resources where it happens at, and when they say rebuild, the whole thing with rebuilding is they're not just rebuilding. They're not rebuilding like Kensington to be another fucked up Kensington. They rebuild the Kensington and move them out the way, to step it up. Make the prices go up and stuff like that. Basically, it's like the evil is all money type situation. Everything comes down to money. And at first, I think I thought he was being a little extra about it, but I did watch it again. And he kind of was making a little bit of sense, not saying I agree with the guy was saying all the way, but he did make sense. He had points. I think he was taking it too far, but some of the stuff he was saying was making sense. Every time it's a disaster, like right now, even with that Israel and all that other stuff that's going on, it's billions of dollars. Like all them buildings you see knocked down, they're going to have to be rebuilt, right? Once the conflict is somewhat over, once it's settled, blah, blah, blah. So it's not about fixing the problem. This is about just keeping it contained to the point where nobody's not paying attention to it. And then the people in power that's more worried about money going to benefit from it more than anything. They're going to get on TV and act like, oh, wow, this. Because one joint was a black dude, one joint was a white dude. And a black dude was like super intense about how he don't care about none of this and none of that and all that. They need to worry about this, that, and the other. Like, everybody more worried about themselves. The world's so divided, I believe, that it's just keeping us so distracted, and that's what's causing everything to self-destruct. Because everybody want their little win, but they don't realize how their win don't really mean nothing to nobody else. So what he was saying, like the question I asked you about how you fix everything, the boy said the same thing he said. You can't fix it. It's fucked up, and it's supposed to be that way.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I would like to say this. Unless Now, we still have a war going in Ukraine.
Which they stopped talking about?
That's right. And we still had this new Israel war. Okay? Now, a lot they have on the news today that a lot of the schools that Drexel, they had to shut down their school for the Israel students because they got bomb threats.
Okay, I ain't surprised.
And the synagogues have to be protected by the police department.
Is they protecting any mosques?
They're who?
Is they protecting any mosques?
No.
Because Israel shooting bombs at mosques too.
Nope, they're not doing that.
So Jewish is more important than Muslims.
Jewish got more money. Now you want to be technical about it.
I mean, I'm not picking no sides. I'm not Muslim or I'm not Jewish. But the funny thing is this, though. You got two religions that have been fighting since the Bible was written.
Mm-hmm.
But like the guy was saying, I keep bringing up the guy. I really got to find his name to keep trying to quote this dude, though. He said, why America ain't sending no ships over to Africa with all that killing that's going on over there?
Because of the fact they didn't think that that war was going to last long. And they didn't really have a quote-unquote interest in it.
Oh, but even though all the natural resources coming from Africa.
Yeah, but look. You know and I know that the Africans don't own the resources in that country.
Mama, nobody don't own nothing, to be honest. I thought that's how it really was. Nobody. Mm-hmm. All you own is what you was born with, right?
Well, okay.
If you go I mean, naturally-wise. All you was on is what you was born with.
I mean, the park should be free to go into, but if you go in the park past a certain time, they'll tell you don't go in the park.
Depending what color you are.
Yeah.
If Donald Trump wanted to walk through the park and have a barbecue, put it like this. Imagine if black people start acting like black people. And black people start acting like white people. Like we start getting bougie and all ethical, so technically. And it was certain things that was beneath us. And then white people start acting ghetto. Actually, you know what? I can't even say that because you do got white people acting like niggas. You go to certain places in America, like on them Hicks. Hicks ain't nothing but white niggas. They do some weird shit. The mountain people and all that, they do some weird shit. It's like you ever had a job that you knew wasn't going to work out? Like your first day on the job, they tell you responsibilities, you get to looking around, you start realizing like, I'm going to just shut the fuck up and get this check while I can. Instead of saying what I really want to say.
Yeah, because you want to get paid.
No, you want to get paid. You want to just keep your rent paid so you got somewhere to live, right?
That's right.
It's like it got to be some type of way. This could have worked out a different way, though, man.
Well, there ain't none right now.
I went outside 3 times a day, and I ain't gonna lie to you. In the last month and a half, I've been outside maybe 20 times. I ain't been hiding in the house, but it's just like I've been trying to like figure out what I'm gonna do next with my life. Every time I go outside, I see some of the most ghettoish shit. People arguing about nothing. I seen 2 people stab each other, I guess I'm gonna say, over a loose fake cigarette.
Oh man, come on.
Come in. Well, why did they stab each other over a loose fake cigarette?
Now he buying fake cigarettes. Somebody got to arguing about this, that, and the other. Next thing you know, they pull knives out. And I'm just standing there looking.
But if it's a fake Lucy, you can't even smoke it.
Yes, you can. You're going to still smoke it. It's just a fact. Nobody don't like taking losses. But when you ain't got nothing,
that's what you said was a fake Lucy. That means it's not real, right?
It's a cigarette club, regardless. I mean, I know it's a fake Lucy because I know the difference between Lucy's they sell in the store and I know the Lucy's they sell in the packs. Either way, ain't no cigarette good. Even a good Lucy, even a real Lucy ain't good for you, so it don't even really matter. But it's just the fact. It's the fact that these two people.
Explain to them the difference, because they might not know it.
Everybody know what it is. Well, you smoke cigarettes, you know the difference between a real cigarette and a fake cigarette.
But what if
somebody listens
to this and they don't? Exactly. She don't. My mom don't smoke, so she don't know what you're talking about.
All right, well, Newport's supposed to have menthol in it, which means it comes with like some type of mint aftertaste.
Loose cigarette. They're supposed to be taking it out the cigarette.
They banning that.
Starting January.
That's right. They're going to ban menthol cigarettes and make a new kind of cigarette.
Another another way that's going to cause cancer. The cigarettes wasn't the most important part. It was the fact that these two human beings. That has the same power, at the same, I guess, chance from birth that Obama, Gandhi, or anybody else had, decide to put their lives on the line over a cigarette. Fake or not, don't matter, regardless, though.
Yeah, I don't think it's that deep for a cigarette, but you never know.
But that's the point. Everybody got different morals, though.
Yeah, you're right. So somebody can kill you over a cigarette, though.
Carl, my boy kill you over nothing though, Carl.
Yeah, that's true, Carl.
You could be sitting at a gas station putting gas in your car, and you could be looking at somebody else's car, and you'd be like, damn, that's a nice car. But you don't notice is the person in that car might think you're looking at his girl. So he jump out like, yo, what the fuck you looking at, dog? You got me fucked up, you bitch ass nigga, yeah, yeah, yeah. You saying this up my champ. I was just looking at your car. I ain't trying to hear all that, yeah, yeah, yeah. Now you putting in, let's say you a licensed carry person. Now you fearing for your life. Like, well, this nigga, like, he already hurt me. This nigga's like, he ready to hurt me. He walking towards me and this, that, and the other. Then you look behind you. Your wife's sitting in your car. I can't let this crazy person get close to my car. So you do what they say you could do, which is defend yourself, which you might do.
So you gonna shoot them?
If I'm in the car, be you and your mom in the car, I'm putting the gas in the car, and somebody jump out their car walking towards us, and I got the right, I feel threatened. And I really, and not even the street me knowing, like, I could look at this nigga and tell there ain't no talking to this nigga.
Well, you got to make sure they got a gun, because if they don't have a gun,
you can't call. What you going to do? You can't call Tom out in the middle of a shootout?
Right, but what I'm saying is you can't shoot them when they don't have a gun, but if you got a license to carry or not, because then you're going to have a problem.
Me and you in a car, club.
I understand what you saying.
I'm just keep giving you these quick scenarios.
I'm just saying the correct
way it is for it to get
effed. Listen, I'm just saying the correct way. I'm trying to tell you the right.
You ask that man. Do you have a gun, sir?
I'm telling you, the paperwork for that license to carry tells you, you can't think somebody got a gun, man.
Clark, me, you, and your wife go to a Sixers game. We had the Sixers game. We're having a good time. We just so happened to see Milwaukee Bucks fan sitting next to us. Six is so happy to be busting Milwaukee ass. We having a good time.
I like Milwaukee. Milwaukee, my team. So.
I'm just listen though, but we got me, you, and your wife got Sixers jersey on. We all got to be.
No, I don't have no Sixers jersey on. Don't do that.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, I don't like the way this looks.
Where we do football? Where we do football?
Yeah, go ahead, do football.
All right, we had the Eagles game. Eagles playing San Fran at home. You got a San Fran jersey. Your wife got a San Fran jersey. I might just got a regular shirt on. I don't know. But
you,
all
got, you got Bengals jersey on.
Okay, what the hell am I wearing a Bengals jersey to a Bengals? But either way.
All right.
So what happened to the other two, the Eagles fans over there? San Fran busted Eagles ass. Your wife hype. Yeah, good touchdown, yada, yada. Then some Eagles fans turn around and say, bitch, shut the fuck up before I spit in your face. What's your reaction?
Oh, I guess you didn't see that on TV with that man got hurt.
It happens all the time. That's why they got a jail down there. But I'm just saying, this is how easy it is, though. You dig what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Really think about it, though, Claude. We just really, we minding our own business. We having a good time. We might have just hit on like a sports ticket. We might have just made 20 grand. So we spending that money. We ain't even worried about nothing. Well, we happy. We high off of life right now.
Well, being though I'm in there, I knew I couldn't take my gun in there. But you can take a fiberglass knife and it won't go off for a metal machine either.
No, sure. All right. Regardless of that, I don't care if we are there with beers in our hands.
So
all you know is you gonna say this nigga just called my wife on her name?
Right. So if I got the staff,
But what do we do? Do we just like, you know what? Get your stuff, baby. We about to leave. Or is fuck you, nigga. I wish you would.
Yeah, it'd probably be that last one.
So what if he fixed his mouth to spit at your wife?
Oh. Well, then that's when if I had that fiberglass knife I was talking about. He
no. All we got is beers in our hand, bro.
Oh, well, somebody getting hit in the head with the beers.
iPhones and beers.
You know how to do that.
All right, so we got a tussle.
Yeah, ain't about nothing.
No, see, me, I'm going to tell you, I might sound like a punk, right?
Well, when you grow up fighting all your life as a teenager, then you know that's one thing. You
no,
know
see, it's from where we came from, though. But listen, me personally, at my age, it's like this. All right, listen. Claude, give wifey the keys. Mama, leave right now. Go straight to the car. Leave. Don't even wait for us. Because me and Claude going to jail or we going to hell. You dig what I'm saying? Call mamas. Tell mamas to stay on the phone, FaceTime until you come to the house. Make sure you see. Because once somebody crosses a line, you don't give a fuck no more. The thing is now, though, people don't got no respect or no lines no more.
Right. So you got to be prepared. Like anything else,
and prepared to kill or die every day, though, Claude.
Yeah, but I'm just saying some places I can't go into because they put me in a situation that would be unfair for me.
That's why we sitting in the house getting fucked up, saying go San Fran instead of going. That's why I'm not paying to go to jail. I'm not paying $300 to go to a goddamn Eagles game just to get into a fight with some Eagles fans because they lose.
Oh yeah, yeah, you know how I go.
You dig what I'm saying, though?
Oh, yeah, I get that completely because I already know how it's going to go. See, a football thing cool, but then once you start disrespecting me and my manhood, forget the football. Now we on some more other stuff, right?
Exactly. But then you also don't know who we just know it's just me, you, and your wife. We look down at 17 Eagles fans, and all of them like they all from the same project.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, being a hood nigga, you can tell these motherfuckers from Diamond Street.
Oh, yeah.
So you got to really adjust. You got to be on some movie shit anytime you go out your house.
Yeah.
And to make it fucked up, though, it's worse for the kids, though, Claude. It's worse for the kids.
Or you got to just have your hammer because you want to make
it. You're going to run out of bullets sooner or later. It's like a zombie fight. You ever see the zombie movies when a guy goes back into a corner and he's shooting his fucking nine off, and then it's like click, 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 but it's still 100 times.
That's the end of the movie, but you still keep shooting to the very last bullet. You don't get, there's no surrender, no retreat. So
are you talking about going out with honor?
I'm talking about no surrender, no retreat.
Fuck that. I'm trying to wake up tomorrow with my wife, nigga.
Uh-huh.
Now, I'm more of a revenge nigga. I take a picture of everybody and then leave and catch their asses later.
Oh, okay.
That's me, if we can. If we can leave right now, we catch these motherfuckers later, it's cool.
Yeah, I mean, if we know we can do it, but at that particular time, probably, you know.
But everybody act like they ready to die, but nobody really ready to die, Claude.
No, but some things you do have to be ready to die for, because people before us did. So that's the things about each generation. That's why they get weaker and weaker, like, and they get more watered down. Like, before that,
it's TV.
People will always die for what they believed in. Generation before we got
Claude, it's TV, Claude. Everybody, listen. If you ever watch John Wick, you put a badass thought in your head that you think you could walk in a room with 50 people and fuck them all up and walk out.
No, Kenneth. You can walk in that room and start that shit, and they can stop it right.
You might get the motherfucker you want.
You go reach for your gun and be your last reach. Like, I mean, I
but if you go, but if you know you gonna go out. You going to go out in, I guess, some type of style. But this is the thing. Once you go out, what you die for, what would be your wife and your family? Who going to be there to do the same thing?
Right. Once you out, you out. Game over.
And then you know, listen, if you get killed protecting your wife, if she go to court, she a snitch.
She's supposed to snitch. If you got
killed. No, but then she's still a snitch, though. People out in the streets be like, oh, she a snitch. Oh,
yeah, well, she don't give a fuck about that.
No, I'm saying, but you saying it like you gonna go home and just put your feet up. Then motherfuckers find out where you live at. So then they ride by calling you snitches, or you going to the she going to the market to get female products and they calling the snitches and all that. It ain't no like real arguing, like, well, damn, you know what? They did you wrong. We're gonna leave you alone. No, it's just you a snitch. Like the dirty mentality and the right mentality is so off.
I think that's a broke mentality because if you...
It ain't about money, though, Claude, because broke people with money actually is the ones that do the dumbest shit.
Right, but if you, it ain't really, what do broke got to do with it? What do broke and snitch got to do? Like,
well, a broke man, I respect a broke man that'll go steal to feed his family over a rich man that'll do some dumb shit just because he think he can get away with it because he's rich. You understand what I'm saying?
Right, but I prefer the dude to go get a job to steal for anybody, because if I got a job,
well, bro, listen, that job,
if I got a potato chip stand, I don't need you stealing my products. I can't make no money, and I'm trying to earn mine the right way, you know.
See, that's the crypto part of the situation. You got a job, which means you got to go put time in and hope to have a good day to move closer to your goal. Well, you got somebody else who's saying, I'm just going to go take what I need.
Okay. Yeah, I knew a couple people like that.
Yeah, but I'm saying, though, neither one of them wrong. Don't get it twisted.
Depending on where you can only take stuff for so long. And then you can try to take it from somebody, and then they take you. Let you take something from them.
What if you're good at taking stuff and you don't get caught?
Everybody gets their day.
Yeah, I was about to say that part. I thought you were going to say something else.
No, I'm going to just say every dog going to get his day.
I was just like hustling. This is the bad thing about hustling, though, when I was hustling. It wasn't the fact that she was good or bad at hustling. It's just sooner or later, somehow, some way, you're going to get caught up in the mix. Well, whether you're doing too good and somebody try to take from you, or you just get caught up in the test of time and the sweep just so happened to catch you.
But you know what the hustling thing is, this, because it'll be really fast.
Working and hustling is actually the same thing. You know that, right?
Right. But I'm saying, if you're trying to hustle $10,000 and you really hustling, after you make your $10,000, you ain't got to keep on hustling. You know, you can start a business. But see, these are the thing with the street thing. Everybody wants to sell drugs forever. And it don't work like that. You can't.
Claude, if they locking up the kingpins and selling hustlers, the ones that shipping that shit over, what you think will happen to the people that selling the shit?
They go to jail too. Everybody go to jail.
So the whole goal is, and I ain't gonna lie to you, the hustle mentality I had.
You in and you out. It's not a long time Jeffy thing.
No, when I was 18, this was my hustling plan, because I had a plan. This made me different than the other niggas. And that's probably why I'm still breathing. When I was hustling, I already figured sooner or later something was gonna happen. So my whole goal was to establish stuff that couldn't be touched. And this was before I even knew about RICO and all that. But
why not hustle to $10,000 and just stop? Why not? Why keep?
Because you spend more than $10,000 on your house a year, don't you?
Regardless,
think about this though, and this is layman terms, bro. You spend more than 10 grand on your house a year,
right? I mean,
it's probably more than that, but I'm just saying, right. Taxes, bills, insurance, groceries,
right? But what I'm saying is, you cannot hustle forever. So be as though you don't want to get indicted and locked up and all that stuff taken. You hustle with an agenda to a point or a goal, and then you stop.
I've been studying blue collar crime. I mean, white collar crime lately. The last 2-3 months.
Yeah, they don't go to jail forever.
It's about how they situate themselves. That even when shit goes sideways, the people that they plan on taking care of still is all right. It's certain things you can do.
Yeah, but you can't do that when you sell drugs. It don't work out.
Yes, you can.
Oh, man. All right.
No, I'm telling you honestly, Claude, you can. It's about how you do it. You can't do it the way you see it on them, like power and shit like that. But it's really ways that you can set stuff up. It's not even successful. Tell you the truth, though, at the end of the day, white collar crime is worse than drugs. Drugs is kind of simple.
Well, white shit, crime, you don't get a lot of time for, and they get a lot of money.
You see the union boss that disappeared with like $80 million, and then when they finally caught him, all he had to do was pay back like 10 of it, which means he still made $70 million. And the way he set it up and sorted it out, his kids was cool, even if he would have got killed.
Mm-hmm.
All his kids had, like, he set up this trust fund, some shit like that, that they couldn't even touch. The government couldn't even touch it, no matter what they wanted to do. You know what they did with him? They hired him to teach them what he did, so they could let nobody else do it.
Yeah, they did that to a lot of people. So after they learned it,
as right or wrong, though. It's like robbing.
Oh, it isn't such thing as right or wrong.
No,
it's illegal.
It's all about pissing off. Don't piss off the wrong people.
Is there such thing called illegal and legal?
No, it's not. Everything is illegal.
Okay.
All right. You German, I'm Russian. I'm sorry. I'm American, you Russian. We get into a war. You kill me, you a hero in your country, but you a villain in mine. If I kill you, I'm a hero in my country, and you a villain in yours.
Mm-hmm.
You dig what I'm saying? It's always two sides of a freaking coin right now. Now, you know the phrase, damned if you do, damned if you don't?
Yeah, I think some people try to sell drugs too long, and that's how they get killed and in jail. That's what
it's just like people that try to work too long. You work 40 years, and then you fuck your whole body up, and you can't do shit.
You work 4 years, you're still broke. It's a waste of time.
Well, actually, everybody almost already broke. It ain't nobody on this earth, not even Elon Musk, not worried about paying a bill.
Well, everybody don't worry about paying a bill. Worrying is a major word. You dig what I'm saying? It's like a big word.
But the stress is when your wife go downstairs and open that refrigerator up and ain't shit in there.
Right. And then if a smart man know like I know, then you take your little credit card and do a Instacart thing and they bring you food to your door. Boom.
What if that shit run out?
Well, everything gonna run out if you don't replace it. You know what I mean? You just got. That's why it's what you have to do with consistency. No matter whatever you do, you got to be consistent in what you do.
So you're talking about abundance. Life is it about abundance of resources?
No, I'm saying life is about consistency. You have to consistently get money in life or you're going to have some real issues, right? Because every year until you die, you got to pay your life insurance. Every year you're going to live on this earth, you want to... Unless you don't have no electricity. Water.
I think it comes down.
Some people don't want to watch it.
I think it comes down to humbleness, though.
It do, but it comes down to consistency too.
I think the mistake is everybody wants.
Consistently have to have enough income to have these things, and none of them is free.
No, I think it comes down. It do come down to partnership. I do admit this though. I believe it comes down to finding somebody that's on the same page as you and realizing one, we're not going to have it all, but we can have something that we can make that makes us comfortable.
Right,
that's what I believe marriage is. That's what I believe marriage is built on. Most marriages build on, and don't take it the wrong way, females, but women look for security, or technically on some ghetto shit, they look to be better than everybody around them.
Oh,
most of this is the simple mind of women. I'm not calling either one of y'all ladies this stuff because your wife's still on here, right?
Yeah.
All right, but not calling a simple minded. But if her bum ass girlfriend start doing better than her, it's gonna cause you problems, bro.
That's not always so with everybody.
Mamas, you got a bum girlfriend, don't you? Not naming no names. Not every girl ain't wasn't at the debutante.
Well, at my age, most of them is left, and I'm still here, so I don't have that many.
I got your mama still standing. I was talking about claw wife though.
No, I don't have any bum girlfriends.
Everybody got a bum girlfriend. Mm-hmm. They want to use all your makeup and lipstick.
No, that's just like saying everybody got a bum boy.
Cousin. No, everybody got a bum cousin.
Well, you don't let them in your house. That's what you don't do.
Birthday parties every day with this.
Yeah, ain't none of my. I don't got no bum boys. I don't got no bum cousins.
So y'all cut off all the broke people y'all
like? Yeah. That's
y'all capitalists.
That's what you're supposed to do. Because if they come take your stuff, you ain't going to have nothing.
You talking about that cousin that you know got bed bugs but still trying to cut his hair?
No. I don't like bed bugs. He never come to my house. They got nothing. So, they homeless. No, not no bed bugs to my
that's
house.
That's your family, don't call. That's your cousin.
I don't care who it is. They can sit outside and catch
a sleep in the garage. Dog. You can sleep in the garage.
Man, they could go wherever they want, but get away from my house, the bed bugs.
You call the cops on me, cuz?
Yes. I don't like bed bugs, man. Listen, I'm more scared of bed bugs than people, man. I don't got time for that. You will not get no good rest.
Listen. I had a cousin got out.
I walk in the store. You see my ankles. I got all these red dots on. I ain't got time for that crap.
Hey, Claude. Put some jokes with us, right? I had a cousin got out of jail a couple months ago, right? My aunt told me to get out of jail. I've been cutting him off. And I'm like, damn, he might have rehabilitated. I told him he come in the crib. I told him, listen, guys, this is what I got for you. I'm going to give you a bean for your pocket. I'm going to cut your hair. Wait, listen. I'm going to cut the shit out your hair. I'm gonna give you these. I'm gonna give you two, number the two, three guys that's probably gonna put you on a job. Just don't fuck it up. And if you find a spot, I'm gonna go half with you. Do your first and last to make sure you get a spot to get yourself situated. Then I tell him, go upstairs, pick some clothes out for yourself. Cause I got a bunch of shit up there I don't even wear. Guess what this nigga come down my steps with?
I have no idea. He just got jailed.
I had a Burberry jacket that I wore one time. Something I bought myself for my birthday. It was like, in case my mom, you got certain shit that you buy yourself to because you accomplish things in your life. Mm-hmm. But like this, instead of him walking past all the other regular shit, he went straight into my good shit.
He ain't crazy.
Yes, he was crazy.
Hey man, people want to look good.
I didn't even tell you the list. I had some Prada shoes. I had some Prada boots. It was just some shit for like case, my daughter. This is something, one of them special events you gotta get cleaned up on. You got that section in your closet for that.
Mm-hmm.
This is how I realized I was a little bougie. This nigga came down with all my most expensive shit.
I mean, go get it. What you expect him to come down? The cheap stuff? The white beat it in?
No, but this nigga also.
You think he's going to come downstairs with the white t-shirt? Hell no. I'm going to get all the buttons up. Man, I ain't no damn fool. I would take the same thing.
Man, listen, right.
You got a Sherlin up there? I need that too.
Sherlin? I had a brand new watch I never wore.
Oh, yeah. I need that too.
Matter of fact, let me tell you exactly what kind of wars I had. I had an orange and black wars. It was a Cincinnati Bengal war. That's what I call it, my Bengal wars. Oh, okay. In case I went to a Bengals game in the playoff or a Super Bowl and it was snowing outside and the camera would have hit me, motherfuckers would be like, damn, Jason's wearing the shit out of that jacket. You got that thing? And they'd be like, damn, he was killing that jump.
Mm-hmm.
This motherfucker got that shit. It's summertime. Claude is 92 degrees.
Hey man,
the bad thing I forgot about the jacket because it was one of them zip. You got the suits with the zipper with the condom on it.
Yeah,
I said, nigga, you went up there and went through all my shit. I got all this other dumb shit I don't even fucking wear. That's still worth money. You went through all that shit and got my good shit.
I mean, a lot of people like to wear Gucci and Louis Vuitton and all this dumb stuff.
Man, almost killed. Then this nigga told me he wasn't taking my. Then he told me he wasn't taking my leather jacket off. It's 92 degrees outside, cuz.
Yeah, but some people, they can't wait till wintertime comes. Then they can't wait.
Man, listen, I text my aunt, fuck your son.
Damn.
That nigga left out my house broke with a haircut. With the same gel shit he came home with. Then I told this nigga, don't ever come to my house ever again.
Why? You should have gave him whatever he wanted. You told him.
No, because when I tried to have a common sense conversation with him, the ghetto-ness came out of him. But it was just the things he was saying back to me that kept knocking me back down to being ghetto. All right, listen, I understand. You could have a shirt. The Burberry shirt I wasn't really worried about. It was too big for me. It wasn't too big for me. It just wasn't my style. I ain't never really liked the shirt. You could have that shirt, cuz. I ain't worried about that. But put all that other shit back, cuz. Like, you know what I mean? And it was my fault, cuz I should have just went upstairs and picked some shit out and gave it to him. But I'm thinking, like, let me see how grown, how he grew up. Then he started getting mad with me. Then he said something about my Chinese bitch.
Oh, damn. Wow, he telling you to buy a lot of stuff.
Bro, listen, no. But that was the happiest moment of my life because I had to realize, even though I had moved up a little bit in life, I'm still the same street nigga I was. I said, because if you don't go take my shit off, then this nigga had, listen, dog, he even went through my sock drawer, though.
Yeah, man, he had to get some stuff to go with the outfit.
No, he popped tags though, Claude. You don't pop a nigga tag. I don't come to you. I was like, Claude, I'm fucked up. I just get out of jail. Hey, Claude, what's up, bro? I'm fucked up. Yeah, let me go and get yourself something. Then I go in there and get you both fucking Burberry socks. Or the shit your wife bought you to go on the company meetings that she got.
Right, but see, you tell him get what you want, so that
no, I say go get yourself something, not get what you want. That's different. Right, that's something you tell your kid.
Thing, man.
You tell your kid that, your mom or your wife, go get what you want. It's the same thing. Cousin ain't never do shit.
Once he wound up being God, you would have had to let him keep it, man. You can't take it from him.
My aunt called me like, "You was about to shoot my son." I said, "I wasn't gonna shoot him. I was about to stab him."
Damn, man, you got Jay. You gonna stab him?
Bro, this nigga, you got to see how this nigga whooped up in my house, though, Carl.
Yeah, see, I don't have a lot on this shit, so yeah. I mean, once you stop, whenever you, it's who you surround yourself with.
Claude, no. Like you said, though, certain motherfuckers, I don't give a fuck what the bloodline is. Don't come to my house. Don't come around me.
Oh, yeah.
Stop telling people you know.
You love that. You dig me? And hopefully, if you got a dog, your dog haven't seen him. So
my dog was on point.
Yeah, so your dog is catching his ass, too.
He wasn't worried about my dog. I thought, listen, if he bit my dog, I was going to be worried about my dog. That's another vet bill, $600. Like, I take my dog and see if he got bed bug and rabies and shit like that.
I wouldn't let him in my house if he got bed bugs. You know, dog got bed bugs, dog got to get out of the house.
Oh, I did cut his hair on the porch, though.
Cats, dogs, anything getting out, no bed bugs. And I don't want to say it too many more times.
No, but the part that got me gutted, he started calling me a nut ass nigga.
Yeah, because he get mad. People call you.
No, but this the part that made me stop, though. This the part about me that's funny, though, right? I know how to separate my emotions and my feelings, even when I'm upset. This is why I survived so long. He said, if I was upstate with him, I wouldn't have never made it. And that was like I got super mad and then I started laughing, which kind of made it funny. It was like some Joker shit out there. Mm-hmm. I said, dog, listen, just because you traded your asshole for some soup, my dumb ass got, you know, my dumb ass smart enough to have money for a lawyer to make sure I don't even got to be in that situation, I'm not going to feel bad. Mm-hmm. I said, your mom should have swallowed you, though, dog, like for real.
Mm-hmm.
Not the bitch I found like a week later. He ratted to get out of jail.
Hey, man, that's how he got out, though. He said he couldn't take it no more.
But that made me appreciate my life, though. Like, damn, though, these people really fucked up.
Yeah, I told you that before.
You can't apologize for being, I'm going to say, somewhat successful or being able to upgrade yourself. But the world won't let you.
Why would you have to apologize for that? If you working for it or working towards it.
No, but let me tell you what he said to me that fucked me up, though. I ain't gonna lie. It made me stop thinking for a second. He said, when you fucked up and back down at the bottom, I'm gonna be right here. And I'm like, what?
Oh, yeah. People always say
it. No, but I had to think about that. Like, damn, what if I did get fucked up and was back down at the bottom? Would I need this nigga?
I don't know. You just gotta make sure you don't.
I gave him them Protestant niggas, so he can take them down. Fuck.
Don't nobody owe anybody anything because you go to jail unless you went to jail for me. But if you went to jail on your own recognizance, I don't owe you nothing. Okay. Get away with that stuff too much.
But what happened was, in the long run of it was, I had to sit there that night and think about what just happened. I caught myself trying to help somebody and it caused me more problems than I had in the last 6 years.
It always do. That's why you got to be careful who you help, when you help them, how you help them.
My man was with me that we used to be with me back in the day. He's like, we gotta get rid of that nigga. So he must have thought I was gonna say, no, we can't do that. That's my case. He said, but that's your cousin. I said, he ain't my cousin. Well, he's just my mom, he's my aunt's son.
Mm.
He's like, you for real? Like, yeah. He said he gonna see me later. Like, he's like, I thought she was gonna do something to him. I said, why would I do that? You here. Why would I put you in a mixer? I said, I'm gonna catch you. I know he ain't got nowhere to go. I know where he's gonna be at soon or later. Then I had to play it off like I was playing. Like, man, I ain't worried about that nigga. I mean, I really wasn't, though. I did laugh it off in the long run. But I really was ready to end that nigga, though. But I had to think about it, Claude. If I had ended this nigga for threatening my life because he broke and fucked up, I would have cost my daughter everything I sacrificed for the last 20 years.
Yeah.
But it was like the longest 18 minutes of my life, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you made the right decision.
I ain't killing him or nothing, though. My mother's fucking
mother. Life is about good decision making. The better.
Why you got to defend yourself against people that's supposed to understand? Instead of them saying, yo, cuz, I'm fucked up. I done fucked up. Help me get on as much as you can. That's how you're supposed to. Maybe because of the way I am, I think you always can say what you mean and get the results you're looking for if you honestly say it.
It don't work like that.
Yeah, people always do what they want to do, whether you think they should or not. They're going to do what they want to do at the end. You control no one but yourself.
That's what they call the free will.
Mom, this is how bad it got, though, Mama. I ain't get pissed off about it. I let it go. So about 2 weeks later, when I wasn't even home, and then my girl called me and said, she called me a little frantic. And I'm like, what's wrong? Like, calm the fuck down. Then I had to call, like, I don't usually do the video calls and stuff like that. But I just, like, call on video and I seen her in the face. I said, what the fuck wrong? She said, he said when she was coming in the house, a car pulled up. And she heard somebody say, that's her right there. And my girl Chinese, she still speak broken Chinese. Like, she don't speak like we talking right now. She still speak like she fresh off a boat. But she said that shit just like a black person. Then I had to go on my cameras and I actually heard them say it on my camera. And I knew exactly who it was.
Hmm.
That's what got me fucked up. That's what made me go find his ass in the middle of a fucking bar and crack one side of his head.
Mm.
But
I said, people have their own opinion and they have a free will to choose right and wrong. You had a right opinion to leave them alone so they can be in the world they want to be in.
Yeah, I agree. Right, Mama?
Huh? I agree.
It's like the Cain and Abel story a little bit, right?
No, it's worse.
Mm-hmm.
Because people, what you see is what you get. And a person show you what they like, trust and believe that's what they like, and they're not going to change. So you have to make an opinion. Do you want to be bothered with that or not? Now, if you make the wrong choice, that's your choice, just like their choice the and their choice.
The wrong choice is for me answering the phone, right?
No, the wrong choice was letting him come to your house and telling him.
That's what I mean by answering the phone, though, Mama.
Yeah, well, you should have said, hello, it's nice talking to you. I'm glad you out, and I will talk to you later.
No, that's right.
It's not that easy, though, Mama.
I know it's not, but see, look at what could have, should have happened. If you did the wrong thing, you'd be back where he was.
Oh, no, that was actually a good thing. It reminded me that I was still the man I was back in the day. Don't fuck with moms. That was the whole point of it. Like, I ain't getting not glorifying what I did. I'm not going to sit and be all like, I feel bad about this. No, I felt good puzzling outside this fucking head.
Oh, okay.
To be all
okay. Weird.
This is the same woman by 4:00, motherfucker stole money on my grandma's refrigerator.
Oh, yeah.
This was dickhead.
Mm.
He can't be trusted.
Mm-mm.
Because he has the mentality, if I don't have it, I know a way I can get it, and that's what I'm going to do. And people like that, you don't trust.
Mamas, I said it a while ago. I think my grandma used to keep like 20 grand in the refrigerator. My grandma was a hell of a saint. So everybody in my family knew about this money. She used to keep it in the fridge. Somebody accidentally told this dickhead about it, and this dickhead took it.
Yeah, I said it sounds like an addict. That's addict stuff he's doing.
I didn't give a flying F about what his addiction was, what he owed somebody, anything. Certain things you just don't do.
Well, if you're an addict, you do anything.
No, the other chopper was, he wasn't the type of person that was around for my grandma. Like, not making no excuses that anybody could do something like that, but you don't take from your family. You can lean on your family a little bit, but you don't take from your family.
If you're an addict, you do. You don't care who you
take. That's an excuse, Clark. That's an excuse. Not being an addict. Addict don't make you still take, even as an addict, and I know a lot of addicts, still you don't, especially when you know, I need this house to be open because I know I can always come in and get $10 and get a fix. That's the old crackhead thing.
Not the new stuff. Mm-mm.
Right, me personally, I know about 50, 60 people that got good money. I know exactly where they keep their money. But they know me. They know there's no way in the world that I would stop what I'm doing, no matter how bad it gets, and take something from them.
I said an addict will.
Yes, it will.
Maybe the way I am, though. The difference with me is...
No. The new addict, they are rootless at any cost.
Everybody addicted to surviving, though, right?
No. No.
I don't know. Nobody's going to say, man, I'd rather just die than put other people in.
No. What I'm saying is a new addict is rootless. Don't care who you are, why you are, or where you are. They want what you got, and they will take it at any means necessary. Now, that's what you need to know. It's not like back in the day. They don't know nothing back in the day. They all they know is I want it now.
You know the biggest high. Funk. You know the one high. Of the biggest funks I know in history.
And you're not gonna stop me from getting high. That's what they know.
You know one of the biggest punks in history is to me.
Yeah. It don't matter.
Yes, you do, Mom, because you can remember this because this was during your. I mean, it's still your era because you're here. But remember. Remember Buster's place?
Yeah, but see, things has changed. You're talking about
I'm talking about the point of what happened.
I'm saying that's back in the day. People don't think like that no more.
Mama, listen to what I'm saying, though. Listen, you know what I'm talking about? Exactly.
Yes.
Who you think I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about, but I'm saying people don't think like that.
In that movie, who I'm talking about.
Yes, but people are living real lives and they're rootless. They don't care.
Who you think I'm talking about right now in that movie?
It don't matter. People don't like that movie.
No, it do matter because if you know the movie, you understand what I'm saying.
Okay, go ahead and say it.
The biggest punk in that movie was was Oprah's son.
I don't remember the movie, huh?
Mama, do you remember the movie, Mama?
Yes. What I'm saying to you is this. People are not about none of that movie or how life was back in the day. They are rootless. They are thoughtless. And they are out to get what you got at any means necessary.
Sound like the American.
That's the real world out here in 2023.
You sound like the U.S. government.
Who?
You sound like the U.S. government.
Well, that's what the U.S. government does.
Yeah.
And these people do the same thing. Now, this lady was sitting on a bus at the bus stop waiting to get a bus. A male and a female came up to her, pulled out a gun, and took her stuff.
They used a credit card and all this stuff. I ain't got time for that.
See? And that was ruthless. That lady wasn't bothering nobody. She waiting on the bus.
Why she had a bus stop? She had kids?
No, she was sitting there by herself waiting on a bus, and a male and a female came up to her. The female pulled out the gun and robbed and took her pocketbook, her phone, and everything in it. Okay?
How old was the lady?
I don't know. But I know one thing. She wasn't no old lady.
No, she wasn't. But it was a shame because, like I said, they did that at the bus stop. It was on the news. They showed it. There's a camera right there.
She's sitting at the bus stop waiting on the bus, and a male and a female came up to her. The female pulled out a gun and robbed her.
They cornered her though because they tried to use her credit card, and that's what got them caught. So
that's rootless.
Where was her son and her husband at?
I don't know,
but she's waiting on the bus, and they sure robbed her.
I'm gonna be a little different though, just to make it a little spicy. I blame it on her son and her husband. My mom used to work at the S&B around the corner from where you lived at, Mama. Remember the S&B on 21st and Somerset?
Yeah.
Cambridge?
Yeah.
I was 10, 11 years old. At 1 o'clock, when that bar started closing down, I used to be sitting in the corner drinking New York seltzers until my mom cashed out and then we left her.
Well, I have to say this. I have this. That was then. Now.
Oh, they were still ruthless. Then they just had different weapons and different mentality.
No. What I mean by
at that time, Mama, still was bad stuff going on. And it was
but not like now.
No, I understand, Claude. But listen. I'm not judging what I went through. But like I said, at the end of the day, my mom ain't have no sons. And mind you, every now and then it was me and my brother there. You know what I mean? But we had structure. And my mom ain't never say, oh, come get me because they robbing people and this, that, and the other. It was just the fact that my mom is around the fucking corner. I don't give a fuck about Saturday Night Live or Benny Hill, or whatever the fuck was on at 1 o'clock in the morning. All I know is I'm sitting in there waiting for my mom to get out of here, and I'm making sure my mom get home. That's your fucking job.
Well, people don't do that no more. That's gone.
That's like Claude White catching the bus home for 2 hours while he's sitting in the house playing fucking goddamn Madden.
Well, I would say this.
In life, some people do that in real life.
You don't.
Yes, they do.
You don't do that.
Well, he's different. He's different.
That's the reason, and that's the reason why I'm on this podcast right the fuck now.
But I'm saying those two people.
What I'm saying, Claude? Because if he was the opposite of that, it'd be different. Like, Claude, your mom around the corner on 22nd Street, dog, she a little off. Or she'd be all right. If he said that, I wouldn't fuck with Claude.
But I'm saying this lady wasn't bothering nobody. She waiting on a bus to go wherever. These two people walked up to her.
She sounded like the perfect victim, mama.
They junkies, man. Told you about
them. It ain't just about being junkies. It's just people that's just deprived.
But now, what if some listen? If
no, you, don't take it the wrong way. What I'm saying, though, imagine if you knew the details of that. Imagine if the
you gotta be a damn fool, though.
Listen, I'm not taking nobody's side.
You robbing somebody day. Sitting there waiting for a bus. Don't even.
What if them two motherfuckers had four kids and eat nothing all week?
I don't care. Get a job.
Listen, what I'm saying, I'm not saying they're right though. But what if that was their defense, though, mama? What if they told you? My kids ain't eating 4 days. I lost my job.
It ain't no defense of stealing something that ain't yours, man.
Tell America that.
I know, but I'm just saying, ain't no defense.
Tell America that.
Well, when this lady pulled the gun out on this other lady, she didn't say, I ain't had no food to eat. Because after they took her pocketbook, they went somewhere an hour later to use her credit cards. That's how they got caught.
Try to buy some liquor and some fake-ass boots or something.
Yeah, some eyelashes, some stupid shit.
Bitch try to buy some eyelashes, Claude.
Probably.
Yeah, and hair.
And some hair, yeah. So you going to go to jail now. And that's armed robbery. So now you going to do, what, 10 to 15? That's stupid.
You get
to get
15,
hair and eyelashes.
You get 10 to 15 years of hot cop. You ain't got to pay no water bill, electric bill, gas bill. You get three hots. You get three clicks. Cool.
I don't mind paying my bills. I don't want
to. And guess what? Guess what?
They got iPhones and iPads in jail now. Come on,
I'm cool.
Hey, listen, I bet you one thing: she ain't buying no eyelashes and no hair in jail. I bet
they
you that.
Jail, mama. They make them in jail. You don't be watching 60 Days In.
I don't care. They don't make it right.
Yeah, it don't.
Cause listen. She would be glad to have her freedom.
No, she would. Cause she was broke out here. She probably eating better in jail than anything,
though. Yeah, what she eating? Oodles and noodles?
Oodles and noodles is good as shit. Rich people use oodles and noodles, mom.
Yeah, mom, well.
Donald Trump was eating oodles and noodles over there.
He and Chi-Chi's.
Yeah, Chi-Chi's good as shit. I could make you a Chi-Chi that you like, though. I ain't gonna lie to you. I hate to know this, but I could make you a Chi-Chi that y'all fuck up.
Yeah, I don't want no Chi-Chi. So
Claude, I made a salmon Chi-Chi the other day.
I'm happy for you, man. I don't want the chi-chi.
Big ass large shrimp, scallops. It was the shit.
That was what's up. I don't eat chi-chi.
I was so mad that I even knew how to make that shit, though.
I'm happy you do know how to make it, but I don't eat chi-chis.
$30 worth of salmon.
Nope.
That shit was awesome, dog.
I believe you, but I don't.
Garlic butter, garlic salt, all that shit. Even had that.
Well, I don't want to go to jail eating no damn chi-chi.
Over mashed potatoes and kale. Over mashed potatoes and kale.
I don't got to pay my electric bill when I'm going to go to jail, so I don't have to pay my electric bill. For 15 years.
But then you come out a gangster, though. You stink.
Yeah, you come out a damn fool gangster.
You come out a gangster. As long as, I mean, even if your butt not intact, you still a gangster. You
shit. Look, we got to have prayer for because these folks are probably laughing their butt off. Let me tell you something. I like freedom. Okay?
No. See, the bad thing about freedom, Mom, you got to pay for it.
I don't care.
Listen, you going to pay for it if you go to jail?
No, you don't. You get paid for it.
No.
Yeah, you do.
Mop them damn floors.
All right, y'all not looking at it. Let me get a little bit eccentric real fast. Y'all not looking at it the other way. Look at it the other way.
No, I'm looking at this way. My freedom is in jeopardy, I got to go to a room where somebody got to tell me what to do, when to do it, how to do it, the way I like freedom. I can go to the bathroom by myself, to myself, and ain't nobody got to look at me.
Mama, let me pick with you a little bit.
I ain't cool sliding in there. I'm not cool sliding.
Well, you right now, you still in jail, Mama. The electric man said he want his money by the third. If you ain't got his money by the third, what's going on?
Come on. Yeah, but still, I'm just saying.
No, I'm just fucking. Like, I'm just fucking. But you understand?
But I tell you what. I tell you what. They got new laws now. They want them to pay for the soap, the toilet paper, and the phone privileges now.
Yeah, they ain't paying all that.
They ain't paying what you paying for. The person that pick up the phone.
Listen, that stuff changing now. They went.
They changing that now.
Well, because y'all got them doing all that reform shit. Like, you know what I mean? It ain't like it was back in the day. No, you go to jail and beat somebody, you ain't got to worry about all that. You got suckers paying for that.
Well, they don't want you to get too comfortable. People getting too comfortable.
Why not? You get 3 hours of the cop, they going to feed you by 2 o'clock no matter what.
Yeah, well, all that's changing because now they're saying that food costs money and they want them to buy the food.
I'm going to be honest with you, Mama. That food they giving them motherfuckers in jail is worse than homeless people food.
All right, then. And it's going to get worse when they can't afford to put it in there.
Mama, you ever been downtown or walking up to the street and somebody digging in a trash can?
That's what happened when you don't want to pay that electric bill every month.
Them niggas rather go to jail. At least in jail, you're going to get some shit.
Yeah, well, that's what I said. Well, you eat mush when you get to jail.
If the world stops spinning, you're going to have to hunt for food. Ain't nobody on this podcast right now ready to go outside and hunt a possum and then fry him up.
I'm not eating no possum.
If everything go into Walking Dead mode, yes, you will.
Well, guess what? I'm going to be dead mode too, shit. I'm not eating dead. I don't like
possum. That's the man you married? That's the man you married, Mom?
Listen, I ain't eating no possum.
Not you, but I'm talking about his wife. That's, you could be out there, you go just let him, you go just bit, and you go have to hunt possums by yourself, huh?
She ain't eat no possum. We ain't eat no possum, man. Nobody eat no
damn
possum.
What you gonna eat, cat?
No. I'm not
ain't
gonna
no more Marcus, Claude.
Well, guess what? I'm be dead.
All right, if this was The Walking Dead, what type of character would you be?
I'd be dead because I can't walk for too long. I'm not eating.
Y'all too. Y'all, let me say a prayer because y'all, we get ready to end this.
I'm not eating all that stuff. I'm not.
Well, guess what?
No squirrel.
We're not in a foreign country where they cook dogs. Eat dogs. And now they talking about in China, they talking about cooking rats.
I saw that.
I don't eat rats, I don't eat cats, and I don't eat dogs. And now they want you to eat horses. We're gonna leave right now while we can.
Hey Chloe, we might have to do an after hour on this one tonight, dog. Chloe, we gotta do an after hour, dog. I'm up for an after hour. Dog. Let's start the after hour with you tonight, man.
All
Bobby,
right.
Bobby, you gonna end this on a prayer, Mom?
Yeah, because they for right, these people.
Let's stop on a serious note, though, right?
Father God, we come in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy. Lord, even as we end this podcast, I pray that you protect us from all hurt, harm, and danger, known and unknown. Remember our children, God. Take care of them. Bring them home quickly and safely, Lord. In the name of Jesus, remember those that are sick wherever they may be. Heal, deliver, and set free. Remember the military that's living in deplorable conditions. God, fix up those barracks. Clean them up, God, in the name of Jesus. And then, Lord God, remember the captains on the sea. Lord, protect and keep them. Help them to take care of the men and women in their care. Remember those in hospitals, nursing homes, prisons, God, and mental institute. Heal, deliver, and set free. Remember the homeless, God, wherever they may be. Let the city and state find affordable, convenient, and safe housing for them and the veterans. And Lord God, all these blessings we ask in Jesus' name, amen.
Mm.
Good night.